Welcome to My Money Life, a daily financial perspective with Crown Financial Ministry CEO, Chuck Bentley.
Well, I hope you're not planning on going into the hospital anytime soon for either elective or necessary surgery. But it's not a stretch to say that checking into a hospital can be one of the most expensive things you'll ever do. Now, there's a lot that you may not know about how hospitals set their prices and what you can actually do to keep those prices as low as possible. So today we've got the top three things your hospital won't tell you. Now, this is from a recent Smart Money article. Number one, you can haggle. Most hospitals have financial counselors on staff who can set up a payment plan and even adjust the prices if you ask. There's an outfit called North American Surgery that even pairs up uninsured patients with facilities that give cash discounts. And number two, smaller may be better. Doctors have been opening up small outpatient surgery centers in direct competition with big hospitals. These smaller facilities often specialize in procedures such as liver transplants and are more efficient than big hospitals. Now, that efficiency is passed on to you in the form of lower prices. And number three, you might be paying the other guy's bill. Hospitals adjust their prices to account for Medicare patients. Now, Medicare reimbursements don't come close to covering the true cost of the procedures, so someone else has to take up the slack. And hospitals adjust everyone else's bill accordingly. That's one more reason to look for a smaller facility that doesn't take federal payments. At Money Life, we want to help you make wise decisions. Visit us online at crown.org.
You've been listening to My Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. For more information about My Money Life or Crown, go to crown.org. That's crown.org.